Hey there, technically, again, it's morning, so good morning and welcome back to another episode of The Funny Prostitute. It is currently being funded and sustained by COVID-19. Ha ha ha. Evidently joking about the funding part. So, something I haven't talked about before, even though it's relevant to every fucking post, or I'm sorry, episode, was vaginas. Yeah. Good old vaginas. You know those things? Ah, those things. So, sorry for the brief pause. I'm trying this hemp cigarette thing. And hopefully it helps. I mean, I don't really like tobacco and you shouldn't be smoking, but it says tobacco free. It's just hemp. I can't do anything with THC. Quick divert. As I was saying, I've only ever smoked marijuana, Mary Jane, one time. And it was with my husband. And it was at the age of 23. I went fucking nuts. I honestly felt like I was in a time warp. And I know that because even to this day, I still remember it. I remember hugging my pillow, not remembering a phrase that I said, and thinking that I said it, and it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. So, and the reason I tried it is because my husband was such a dope head. Not dope. Sorry, my bad. See how much of a square I am. A pothead. I know my cool points are gone now for that. I remember seeing all these different things on Tumblr of all these girls with red eyes and their makeup was totally awesome and they just looked so laid back and lazy because they were fucking high out of their minds, and I thought I should probably try this, but I was always scared. And then when I finally did it, I didn't like the effect. So no, I don't like THC. I have yet to find anything that I'm even remotely brave to try. It's not what I want to do. I like being completely in control. It's my preference. And my mind is fucked up enough that I really don't have to try and try some trippy shit. You're talking to someone that constantly thinks about death all the time. My mortality. Mortality, my bad. I don't need that shit. Anyway, back to vaginas. So, I will say this. A lot of vaginas are very sensitive. I'm evidently not a gynecologist. I'm just speaking from experience here. I noticed that when I used flavored condoms more often... don't be cheap. If you're going to do a blowjob with a flavored condom on, switch it out after. Put another one on that's not flavored. And fuck. Don't do what I've done, which is be cheap. Put on a flavored condom, and then 2 or 3 days later, you're wondering why you have some vaginal discomfort. I had to learn this after a while, because I noticed I was going through really good spells of just having a normal smelling vagina, and then there were times where I was damn, I've seen clients before, I did my best to I would wash myself 16 fucking times, douche 2 or 3 times, do whatever it took, minus spraying fucking Febreze on it, in order to make it presentable, and it didn't do it. It didn't fucking do it. As soon as those legs were open, it was just oh my god, I hope they can't smell. I'm so sorry. And that's the thing. So, vaginal health. It wasn't until sex work that I started to correlate what I ate, how many times I had sex, what kind of sex I was doing. Going from mouth to regular penis and vagina type, whatever. And the clothes I was wearing, it got to the point, even now, I'm going to tell you guys this, it's a secret, but whatever, it's out now. I know that for a lot of people, like, when you tell a man, oh, I'm not wearing any underwear, it's, like, super kinky, but I'm never really fucking wearing underwear. I hate it. I hate underwear. And when things started getting bad vagina-wise, like, I literally felt like I didn't have any control over my odors or the way I felt. I was like, fuck it. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. And I ditched underwear. I mean, that's not the only thing, but started, hey, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's gross. Where was I? Oh, out of control vagina, but not in a good way, you know? I've always wanted to be like that AC/DC song, you know, she was a fast machine, something about her engine being clean. Yeah, that's the goal. Your engine must be clean. But, so started tracking what I ate, the kind of sex I was having, and here's the thing. I don't know if it's actually correlated, but considering you have bacteria in your mouth, and then the thing that you had your mouth on, whether or not you're wearing, if you're not wearing protection, like if you're in a long-term relationship, then it goes into your vagina. I don't know if that bothers any of you, but it does me. And there was even a point, like, where my husband, he was just like, why are you so self-conscious? I'm like, you just don't know. Like, I don't know if you guys, if there are guys listening, when you have ball sweat and it doesn't smell the way you want, like, do you not care if someone goes down there? Do you? I really want to hear responses back for this. Like, do you have that self-consciousness for your dick and balls the way women do with their vaginas? I hope you do. Because I've had a couple of clients that did not care. And now that I look back on it, I'm so glad they were just like hand jobs, because you could smell the sickness literally when this man came. And most of the time, as soon as you take off somebody's pants, you know, like after a few minutes once you're playing with everything. So yeah, now I feel much more in control. But then again, you know, I shouldn't talk about vagina control during my off season. Like, during my on season, it took me about a year to really understand what worked for me, what lubes worked for me, the kind of moves that could go first, like brushing your teeth first before you do anything was a big one, not having your partner come in you all the time. Like, literally, I used to tell my husband, I think I'm fucking allergic to you, because every time you come inside my vagina, my vagina don't like it. It doesn't like it. It's just discomfort all the way, completely. And I'm being very honest with you. Or another one is, like, after you have your period, and even if you douche, it takes a few days afterwards in order to, like, get that to kind of get back to normal, because you smell like blood still. Some dried blood sometimes comes out, and it's hard to, like, hurry that process if you even fucking can, because you need to work. But people do it. Like, I mean, I don't know, I just kind of got into this rhythm where I was watching what I was eating. I was really monitoring the type of sex I had, the clothing I was wearing. I don't have any real tips in regards to this other than what I just said. I mean, Amish soap was pretty good. The Amish, I mean, I don't know how freaky deaky they get, but their soaps, very lightly scented. It says, like, all natural, made by Amish people, whole nine yards. I liked it. You would clean the outside, evidently not the inside. You don't clean the inside of your vagina with soap because it doesn't need it unless, I mean, you stick, like, dirty stuff in there. And I'm not talking about your partners. Oh, my God. Still not sleeping right. Still not. Still in quarantine. I bet you are too. So, let's see. There was another thing I wanted to bring up about vaginas. Oh, what the hell was it? I mean, because there's just so much to say about that. Oh, yes. Now that I'm menstruating right now, and I have yet to see this in any, like, self-help hygienic video. No, I'm not going to tell you if you have one in order for you to stick... I'm sorry, for you to stick any sort of yogurt up yours. Because, yes, I've seen those videos. It's like, hey, girl, do you want your vagina to smell like... I don't know, honey, suckle, shit, or whatever. Anyway, just to be like, whatever, I don't know. They say stupid-ass things, and they're like, shove this, shove that. When in reality, if you stop shoving shit up there, you should be fine. For the most part. For the most part. It's like I tell my kids, I'm like, if you're going to touch yourself, they're 4 and 5, so, I mean, I don't go into... you know, detail or anything, but they get curious. Like, always wash your hands. So I'm not saying don't shove shit in there. I'm just saying make sure the shit that you shove inside your shover or the shovey, whatever, is clean. So the timing on this one needs to be perfect. The way I would prep if I was menstruating for a client or if I was pretty much done is 15 to 20 minutes before anyone or before you have sex, you have to douche. Have to. Then, like, fucking wash your vulva like 16 times with, of course, you know, vagina friendly soap on the outside. Air out with a fan or whatever for like 2 minutes. Shove your diva cup inside and you should be good to go and not have to worry about any weird smells for like a good hour. More accurately 30 to 45 minutes. You shouldn't even have to worry about bleeding depending on your flow. If you have a heavy flow, you should honestly, I don't know anyone who would be seeing clients unless it's something that's that they want, a fetish. But yeah, you shouldn't be seeing anyone. You should really take that time to relax. And that's something that I learned the hard way. Like, I have worked sick, really sick. I've worked completely healthy. I've worked with bad periods, light periods. Even after an abortion, I think I waited not even 2 weeks, which wasn't smart. Really wasn't smart, but I mean, my choice. My body. I deal with the repercussions. You don't. Anyway. So, yeah. I just want to say, the timing on it is important. So, I wash my hands. Like, I have everything ready. My diva cup. Douche. Shower. Me naked. Hands washed. Douche and shower. Scrub outside vigorously. Towel down. Legs open in front of the fan. I don't know. I think half of you are male anyway, so you're not going to want to hear this. But if you're female and you enjoy this, well then, you're welcome. Tell me in an email how you prepare. Like, I mean, how is your vagina journey? How has that been? Since you've, I mean, even, you know what, heck, for the fun of it, you don't even have to be an escort if you're listening. You can always just email me and let me know, since you started having sex, have you really monitored what's good for your vagina, your vaginal health? I just love saying vagina. Vagina. It's a magical word. Pretty magical. If I must say so myself. Oh. It is completely dead outside, and I like it. The world is my studio. Now I gotta go inside and try and get some sleep. Be like a normal person. I promised myself I would be a better mother tomorrow, and today is tomorrow. So I must try for my children, because they are the future. And no, I'm not high. No, I'm just positive. My mind is racing. That's what's happening right now. My mind is racing, but it's like around the same things. It's just like literally all day I've just been pulling out bloody tampons, and I'm like, I don't know why this is happening. I can't wait for menopause. I don't even want to be fertile. I don't. I never wanted it. I love my children. I'm glad I have them, but I never wanted kids. Ever. It took seeing my husband naked with his scrawny ass legs and his scrawny ass knees in order to realize I want this man to impregnate me. I don't care about the repercussions. No. I don't want to waste his letter. So, I hope this was fun. It was definitely fun for me. It wasn't really helpful, I don't think. But I do have a lot of questions when it comes to, like, and just, like, for different people. Like, what do? Do you wear underwear? Do you not? Do you choose tampons? What kind of tampons? Because now there's more, like, organic, natural ones that are decomposable. Honestly, right now, I love the whole thing, the new thing that companies are trying to do for feminine products by putting it in, like, cardboard. But so this last period, I'm telling you right now, I am so fucking tired of shoving cardboard into my vagina in order to get a tampon up there. It's just so stressful. It doesn't do the same thing as plastic. It really doesn't. And if you're bleeding a lot, it gets soft and it's disgusting and it's just, ugh, you know? Ugh. I think a majority of this episode was just me making noises. I'm pretty damn sure of it. It's making noises and the word vagina. That's about it. So let's see. On my period. Almost off my period. The cycle for pre-fucking. We went over that. And another confession. For all of those people out there that I have sent pictures to of my region, whether they be paid or as a promo, and you have said back to me that it's pretty or that it's hot, I thank you. But at the same time, I don't understand you. Like, I love being a woman. I really do. But when I look at my vulva and, like, the outside of my vagina, I'm just like, I honestly think, and this has been forever since I started looking at it, it looks like the mouth of the predator. It really does. Like, when he takes off his fucking mask and his mouth opens. Ah, my God. I hate to say that, but it's true. I don't think that a lot of vaginas are pretty. I don't. I think the only reason you guys look at them and you're like, yeah, that's hot, or oh my God, that's so pretty, is because, one, their legs are probably closed and you just see, like, the cute little V. It depends on how much you have, like, extra stuff on the outside. Or two, when their legs are open, the only thing you're thinking about is putting your dick inside that thing and how good it makes you feel. You don't give a fuck what it looks like on the outside. It just, I just have to say it. I mean, I think I have, like, an industrial vagina, you know? Like, I can do a lot with it. It's just not pretty. It's meant to just be functional. And that's why I've always liked hair on it. But at one point, I got so many requests in order to just shave it off. I was like, you really want to see this ugly motherfucker? Okay. And then I would charge more because I felt so conscious. So it's like a travel fee just in your mind. So, yeah, that's about it. I hope everybody stays safe. Don't get sick. And if you get sick, I hope it's mild. And don't get your old people sick either. Try your best not to. And yeah, that's a wrap. Talk to you later.